Gemara, the name of Rabbi Kiva Lanavshai. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva ask the kasha back to himself? So what? Why do I need a pasuk for to say that by a tam? You're potter from paying if you sure kills an eved. What's the loch of a shor hatam? You only always have a right to collect the money only from the goof of the shor itself. So if so, the here that the shor hatam killed an eved, the loch was supposed to kill the shor. So if so, what's the havamina to say that the bala shor should have to pay the money of the eved? Let the masik say like, have you le bezim yishalom lecho? Very good. Go ahead and bring the shor to Bezdin, and Bezdin will collect for you. In other words, Avadi don't have to pay the shloshim. Because since Bezdin goes and kills the shor, there's no tzad that a tam should have to pay a shloshim. You only get paid from the guf ashor. Here the guf ashor is being killed. So what do I need a posik for that the bala shor is potter for paying to may evet? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, kishe kodam vola v'shochetu. We're talking about where the owner went first and shechted this animal. Before Bezdin went ahead and gave a psak din, the owner went ahead and shechted it. So in such a case, maybe the owner has to give the bosor to the mazik to pay the eved, to pay the shloshim shel eved. So Moses says, now the same I would have thought to say, l'shtalaminei, maybe the Baal HaShor has to pay the shloshim shkolim to the Baal HaEved, to the owner of the eved. Kamash mula no. Since the locher is supposed to kill this animal, even though the owner of the shor went first to shecht his animal, still the locher, that's the posik bal hashor noki, that the bal hashor is potter from paying the order of the master of the eved, the shloshim shkolim. That's the section posik bal hashor noki potter. For the gemara yochi, if so, that's the pshat according to Rabbi Kiva, that you have a half a minute of the posik talking about such a case. L'Rabbi Eliezer Nami, Rabbi Eliezer also, let's say the same terrors. Kishakod and Veshochtoi. With the same terrors could have been said before also, where the owner came first and shechted it first. Like that was the moral we had before, that Rabbi Eliezer said, Bala Shonoki, that you put him in Chatzi Kaifer. That if your shor kills a person, you put him in Chatzi Kaifer. On this, Rabbi Kiva asked Dr. Rabbi Eliezer, what are you the posik for? Tam only pays him the goof for if shikta you paying. That's the kasha. Now, what was Rabbi Kiva's bikasha upon Rabbi Eliezer? Let Rabbi Kiva say the same way he says himself. You know why I need the posik, Bala Shonoki, that if your shor kills a man, that the Bala shor is put up a paying kaifer, is talking about a case where the owner went first and shechted his animal before Bezin killed it. So the Bailam has the meat. So I would have thought to say, maybe you have to pay the make kaifer from this meat. Kamashmu on the posik, Bala Shonoki Yipota. So just like Rabbi Kiva makes this drasha for himself, for the Dimei Eved, why can't Rabbi Eliezer make this drasha for Dimei Kaifa? So Mar says, Yochid Rabbi Eliezer Nami, Kishkot HaMashachto, Hochi Nami, V'sova Dilma, yes, so Mar says, Saka true, Hochi Nami, Saka true. Avad Rabbi Kiva knew that could have been an answer. But the reason why Rabbi Kiva asked the kasha to Rabbi Eliezer was, V'sova Rabbi Kiva held maybe Dilma Islai Taim Akhrin of the Yodav Mehai. Maybe he meant yes, maybe Rabbi Eliezer has a better time, a better answer. V'nei Malay, and so let him tell me. So where it says now, V'nei Malay, yeah. V'nei Malay, let him tell it to me. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Nami, so Rabbi Eliezer himself, why didn't he answer this way? Rabbi Eliezer Nami, Lishnele, why didn't he answer, Shekodem V'shachatu? Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer the same way Rabbi Kiva answers? That the case could be talking about by Shor HaTam, that even though you're Shor killed an Eved, that was supposed to kill the shor, the chiddush is that yipota the tam is when the owner shechted his own shor. Or let Rabbi Eliezer say this before by Dimei Kaifa. Omer lo, Rabbi Eliezer says back, hosa mudin iskavon oreges v'behema v'oreges adam. That the other case is what? Yadka wanted to kill another behema, then he killed a man. The shor lar bakotlu, chlau. In such a case where a shor had wanted to kill a behema, you don't have to kill the shor altogether. The south of that, I mean, I would have thought to say, Nechayiv, in such a case, that you have to pay Dimei Kaifa. Isra Krola Mute. There I need a posse to say a posse. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Svara. That this Shleima before the Teretz was, when a shore had Kavona to kill another shore, and then by mistake killed the Yodim. So in such a case, you don't have to kill the Bala shore, because the shore didn't have Kavona to kill a man. Still, I would have thought to say, but Lamaisa, your shore did kill a man, so maybe the Bala shore has to pay Kaifa. Therefore, I need a posik. Bala Shor Noki, he's still potter from paying kaifa. Avul Hocha, but over here, Timikora ba kotlu. Here we're talking about, you want to tell me Rabbi Akiva's territories where the shore really killed the man. And the shore is chayiv nisa. Just what do you want to tell me? That the Baal HaShore went fast before Bezdin killed the shore and made a shechita on the shore. So in such a case, Rabbi Lezer holds, loitzara kra, I do not need a posse, there's no half a minute to say you would have to pay the money. Because afagav the shechtei, even though the owner went to shechted at first, but since Lamaisa the din is the shore is supposed to be killed, so pshita, it's only a tam, and tam only gets paid megufay, you do not have to pay the money. You're potter from kaifa, you'll be potter from the meyeved, because it's a tam, and there's a chiyav miser upon the tam. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer, when he dashed on the pasuk, you're potter from the meykaifer, is only talking about the case where the shore had kavana to kill another shore. So therefore, the shore is not chiyav miser. So there I would have thought to say the owner has to pay kaifa, kamash but still, bala shore enough, he is potter from paying kaifa. Now the Gemara says, "Rabbi Kiva Nami, Quantum Kiva also, Vadi Yochiyu, and the Kura Blessed saying a good Svara." So even Quantum Rabbi Kiva, what do I need a posse to say Tam is Potter from paying to Meyeved? Pshita, Tam has to be killed, and you only pay Megufay. So you Rabbi Kiva want to say the Chiddush is when the owner came and shechted it first. But so what if the owner shechted it first? Lamaisa, the shore is still Chayiv Misa. So therefore, Elo Omer Rabasi. Hi Milsa Mipi de Gavra Rabbi Shmili. I heard this over the name of a great person. Omani, who's this great person? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That the svar is like this then. Like the kasha, why do we need a pasuk Baal HaShore Enoch according to Rabbi Kiva? That if Yeshua Tam kills an Evid, why would have I thought to say you have to pay the money? Because Safa Barta Chamin, I would have thought to say like this. Hoyle V'yam Rabbi Kiva. Since Rabbi Kiva sheet himself is, that Af Tam Shechov V'yodim. Even a Shorha Tam, if it goes and kills a person, the Rabbi Kiva holds Mishalim v'moysa nezik sholem. But the law is the Tam has to pay a nezik sholem in such a case. And the extra chatzin nezik, more than the first chatzin nezik, you pay me aliyah, not from the goof of the shore, but from your own pocket. Mishalim v'moysa nezik sholem. So therefore, I would have thought to say maybe where a Tam kills an eved, Mishalim nami d'meyevin maliyah, maybe you have to pay the shloshim shalevin from your own pocket. Just like a Kiva Shita is when a Shor Tam kills a person, you have to pay Nezik Shalom. So maybe when a Shor Tam kills an Eved, also you have to pay the Mei Shloshim. Chaser Rachmona, that's what a Kiva needs to actually possibly know. Baal HaShore Enochi, that's the Maisi Apostle for paying the Shloshim Shal Eved. That's the extra Apostle. Even though when a Shor Tam kills a man, you have to pay Nezik Shalom, but when a Shor Tam kills an Eved, then Kiva holds the Apostle for paying the Mei Shloshim. Omalei Rabzera said back to Rabasi, Votavro Rabbi Kiva Lekzizei. Like Rabbi Kiva was Chayzer. He like broke his ice. Means he slugged it. He has the cash on himself already. The time he would learn says like this. Rabbi Akiva says, Yochel, only I would have thought to say, Yochel Yishalim and Aliyah, maybe in the case where Shohatam kills a person. But I have a svar to say that you have to pay a Nezik Shalom. So maybe this Nezik Shalom is Mei Aliyah. You have to pay from your own pocket. Talmud Leiman, this apostle says no. Kemishpet hazeh yasaloi. Which means Megufoy Mishalem. V'yena Mishalem and Aliyah. You have to pay Megufoy and not Mei Aliyah. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Kiva, even on its side that a Shor HaTam, when it kills a man, it has to pay Nezik Shalom, it's only Megufoy. Still only a Tam. A Tam only pays Megufay. So since a Tam only pays Megufay, it's still a Kasha then. So when your Shor HaTam kills an Eved, since it kills an Eved, the Shor is Chayiv Miso. The Shor is Chayiv Miso. What's the Havim to say? Should you have to pay Shloshim? How do you have to pay Shloshim? Yeah. So therefore, back to Kasha, what's the Kiva's Rosha, Baal HaShore Enochi, you're potter from paying Demei Eved. So the Marian says, Elo Amar Rav. Rav answers like this. Itzrich. Now still I need a posik. Because Talka Dartach, I mean, I would have thought to say, Ho Yilomach Mireni, be Evid, Yaisim Ben Chayrin. Since still we're more machmer to the Baal HaShore, when Yeshua kills an Evid, than when Yeshua kills a person, even by a mood. Sheben Chayrin, if Yeshua kills another person, depends. Yofa Selim, that person is only worth a seller. So how much is the Mei Kaifa? Noisim seller, you only have to pay it. The Mei seller, how much is worth? Shloshim, noisim shloshim. If the person is worth shloshim, you have to pay shloshim. But the Eved, when your Shor kills an Eved, no matter what it's worth, Yofa seller, noisim shloshim. Even if it's only worth a seller, still you have to pay shloshim. So therefore, I would have thought to say, since by Yeshur HaMu'id, we're more machmer by an Eved than we are by Bnei Chorin, maybe Mishtalam Nami to May Eved Men Aliyah. Maybe in a case where Yeshur HaTam kills an Eved, maybe there would be a locha that you have to pay Men Aliyah. Maybe you would have to pay from your own pocket. That's what I would have thought to say. And therefore, Bekiva holds, Kosar Rachmona, the Torah writes and says, no, Baal HaShur Anoki, that you're plot to complain to May Eved. The Gemara says, now, Tani Kavos of the Rava, bring the proof, the Rava says like Rava. Now, the Pasuk says, Baal HaShur Noki, Reb Kivu Eimen Noki, Mid Mei Eved. That your poti, if your shor atan kills an Eved, your poti will pay shloshim. So the question is, Baal Loi Dinu, what's a Svara? Ho Yul V'chayi B'Eved, V'chayi B'Ben Chorin. Ma Kishachayi B'Ben Chorin, Chalakta B'Ay B'Tam L'Muid. Just like when your shor kills a free person, the Ben Chorin. There's a difference between a Tam and a Muid, that you only pay Kaifa by a Muid killing a person. But not when Yeshur HaTam kills a person. If so, Af Yeshachayi B'Eved. Maybe the same thing when Yeshur kills an Eved, Nechlik, we should make a difference, by Ben Tam Lamuid. There maybe should be a difference, Taka. That maybe Tam should be Potter and Muid should be only Muid is Chayim. The Yoy then really Kavachayim, other Kavachayim. Oma Ben Chayim, Shen Noisin Kol Shaviyot. Madach by Ben Chayim, you have to pay Kaifa exactly how much it's worth. Still, cholakta boy v'tam lamud. The difference that tam is potter from kaifer, only mud is chayiv. If so, eved, when Yoshua kills an eved, she'ena noisin el shloishim. No matter how much money the eved is worth, you only have to pay shloishim, not more. If so, ena din isn't the svara shenechlek boy v'tam lamud. That avada there should be a difference in svara that only if Yoshua hamud kills an eved do you have to pay shloishim, but not when Yoshua hatam kills an eved. So Mar says, yes, that we should not be more machlo by an Eved more than a Ben Chorin. She Ben Chorin, you have to sell less than seller. Shloshim, mashm shloshim, the Eved, you have to sell less than shloshim. Now the Gemara says the opposite way. Maybe no. Like they say now, loy machmerenu be Eved, isn't it kasha? No. Isn't it a svar, you see the Torah is more machlo by Eved more than by a Ben Chorin. So maybe then even a Tam should be chayiv. Where do we see the Torah is more machmer? She ben chayiv, because if Yeshua kills a normal person, yofa seller, that person was only worth a dollar, noisin seller. You only have to pay kaifa for just one seller. Shloishim, noishim, shloishim, true. But the Eved, when Yeshua kills an Eved, no matter how much it's worth, even if it's only yofa seller, noisin shloishim. So you see, the Torah was machmer more when Yeshua kills an Eved than when Yeshua kills a ben chayiv. If so, Yochu, maybe I would have thought to say, Yei Chayim, that maybe when Yeshua Tam kills an Eved, maybe still you would have to pay Shloshim. Talmud Loima, this is the possible, we need the possible to tell us, Baal HaShor Noki, which means, Noki mit Dmei Eved. Know that the Baal HaShor is potter completely from paying Dmei Eved. This is the way Rabbi Akiva dashes. Turn around, buddy. What's the price like this? The Pasuk says, Vehemish Ish Aisha. If Yeshua kills a man or a lady, so Amar Rav Kiva, Kiva says, V'chimav bo zelolam deinu. What does this pasuk come to teach us that if Yeshua kills a man or a lady? Im l'chayev al isha kish. It's teaching us that even when Yeshua kills a lady, it has the same halach like when it kills a man. Harei kvar nema, the pasuk before said this already. It said, Ki yigach shor es ish o yes isha. It already said the halach already if Yeshua kills a man, that we have to kill the shor. So what does the second pasuk say over again? The hamish ish aisha, el rather lahakish ishalish. It comes to make hekish the lady to a man. Ma ish, just like by a man. Nizokav liyoshov. If Yoshua kills a man, when you have to pay the kai for the damage, you have to pay it to the yoshim of this person that died. His yoshim is afisha. The same thing if Yoshua kills a lady, that you have to pay her kai for. Who do you give the money to? Nizkar liyoshel. It goes to her yashim, to her father, to her brothers, and it means not to her husband. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. For the Gemara, v'savra v'kiva lo yoros lo bal, is it true that if Kiva holds that a husband doesn't yashin her? And we're talking about a married lady. If a shor kills the married lady, so the bal shor has to pay kaifa. So who does he have to give the money? So it says, v'kiva dashim, the pasuk, v'hemish, ish, es isha, ayes isha, that an isha has the same love like a man. Just like when Yeshua kills a man, you have to pay it to his Yoshim. The same thing when Yeshua kills a lady, even though she's married, you have to pay it to her Yoshim and not to the husband. For the Gemara, is that true? V'yatanya, we learned The pasuk about Midbar says by the parsha of Yerusha, it says v'yorash oisa, that the husband yashens his wife. Mikan, Rabbi Kiva dashens mikan shabal yoras asishta. The Rabbi Kiva, he says that's what this pasuk means. V'yorash oisa, that midiraisa, a husband yashens his wife. When your wife dies, anything she owns goes to the husband. So here also, if somebody sure kills your wife, so why is the halacha that the kofa goes to her yashim, to her brothers, that she goes to the husband? So Gemara says, Amar Rash Lakish, lo yomer ela b'kofa. This halacha was only said by kofa over here, that kofa goes to her yashim, not to the husband. You know why? Hoyo v'yem mishtalem el liyakamisa. Because she only has to pay the money after she dies. So then she's not your wife anymore. The Hevelay Roe, it's only like something that was fit to come to the husband, but she never received the jet. Like she was never zecher in the money. Therefore, the Ena Baal Naita Barok of a Muxik. Money that your wife never received yet. Just money that somebody owed to your wife, and then your wife died, there's no din Yerusha on that money. That money goes to her Yashim, not to the husband. The husband only Yashins his wife's money, money that she owned when she was alive. But here, this Kaifa, she didn't own the money. The Chiv is first Chal, after the Shah kills her, after she's dead, now there's a Chiv to give her the money. So who does this money go to? Not to the husband, but it goes to her Yashin. That's John the Pasuk. All right, turn over. Now, my time, how do we know this is started by the Yerusha of the Baal when the husband Yashin's his wife? It's only on something that she already owned and not to something that's becoming to her. On Makro, the Pasuk says, Sehemish ish o isha, hasho yisokil, the gamble of yumas, in kaifa yusha solo, uven izokim lot yeh. Yeah, no, the Rashi doesn't know. My time, the Mordechai says, how do you know ain't kaifa mishtal and aliyachem isa? Maybe the Chiv is Chal Mechayim. Then how do we know the Chiv Kaifer is only Chal Liachem Mis? That's the Gemara's Kasha. On this, the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Vehemish Yisra Yisra Shor Yisok of a Gamble of Yumas and Kaifer Yisrolo. Mashma after the Shor Yisokel, then the Chiv Kaifer.
In other words, the Chiv Kaifer is first after the Shor has its Chiv Skila. And the Shor is first Chiv Skila after you killed it. Therefore, Kaifer is different. The whole Chiv is first Chal after she died. So, where's the Kasha though? Uven Izokin lo yomer Rabbi Kiva. But by regular Izokin, somebody did damage to the Isha, then you want to say Rabbi Kiva did not say Salokha, that the Yerusha would not go to her, but rather go to her husband. But your Tanya would learn like this. He could ask the Isha. If a man hit a pregnant Isha, and the child came out, she was mapil, is noise netik for tzal Isha. The locher is the damage and the pain, that money goes to the Isha herself. Udumei vlodis labal, but the money of the kid, that goes to the husband. The Torah is mazaka, the dumei vlodis to the baal. What's going to be ein habal? Let's say the baal is not alive, the baal died already. So locher is noise in liyoshov. Then the Nei Vlodis goes to the husband's Yoshim. What about Eno Isha? Let's say Isha died afterwards. So then Noisenis Liyosheho, we give the money for the Nezikah for the Tzar to her Yoshim. Mashma, not to the husband, but to her Yoshim. So that's the Kasha of Kiva. Our Rabbi Kiva says the husband Yashin's his wife, and here you see even by regular Nizokin, the Lachar is the money goes to her Yoshim. What about Hoysho Shivcho Vinishtachro? She was a Shivcho that was freed. So Rashi says, "Chloima hoysa meshuchreres muberes mimeshuchro," that she became pregnant after she was freed.